This is Wasim, WASIMAFZAL, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Date of service is 23rd January 2013. Patient name is Henry Williams, HENRY, WILLIAMS. Date of birth is 05/25/1952. Primary care physician is Henry HENRY Gobold, GOBBOLD, 24567 North Western Highway, Southfield, Michigan 48075. Phone number 248-799-0084. Fax number 248-350-1178. Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Henry Williams with past medical history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He came to our clinic as a follow up. As a follow up. And next paragraph. On today's visit, he is. He came for medication refill as he had today his blood pressure was high. It was around 179/94 as he ran out of the medication because of the poor compliance and due to non availability of the medication. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, and any dyspnea on exertion, orthopnea, or PND, any leg swelling, any palpitation, and any claudication, any pain in legs on walking. And he came for medication refill today. Next paragraph: post medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And the next paragraph, for surgical history, history of laparotomy for gunshot wound in the abdomen. And the next paragraph, social history, is smoker, smokes a pack of cigarette per day for 30 years. Patient denies any drinking alcohol or recreational drugs. He admits use of cocaine and heroin occasionally. Period. Family history is positive for coronary artery disease and hypertension. Period. Allergies, there's no known drug allergies. Hello? Period. Current medications are hydralazine, 100 milligram, 3 times a day. Next, simvastatin, 40 mg once daily. Next, lisinopril, 40 mg BID. Next, aspirin, 81 mg once daily. Next, amlodipine, 10 mg once daily. Physical examination, please copy normal physical examination from cardiology clinic note. And next paragraph is vitals are blood pressure is 179/94 and pulse is 71 and weight is 189 pounds and height is 5'8". And next paragraph, the diagnosis is hypertension. Diagnosis is EKG. Diagnostic investigations are EKG done on November 14, 2012 with heart rate of 71, and had a tall R wave and V2, which could be due to right ventricular hypertrophy, inverted T waves in V2 and V3. Period. Blood chemistry done on June 25th, 2012 showed white blood cells 8.3, hemoglobin 16, platelets 2,000. Period. Duplex scan of lower extremities on the right side done on April 04, 2012 show no evidence of DVT. And
I don't have this one.
I have.
Echocardiography done on June 25, 2011 shows a mild reduced systolic function. Wall motion abnormalities are present. There is inferior and inferolateral wall motion abnormalities are present, and akinetic estimated ejection fraction was 45 to 50%. And in the period, a moderately dilated right ventricle with normal thickness and global systolic function. Moderately dilated right atrium, more the artery. PS dilated pulmonary artery systolic pressure are moderately elevated and estimated at 50 to 55 millimeter of mercury. Period. MAGA scan done on January 25th, 2012 shows ejection fraction of 55%. In left ventricle, and ejection fraction after right ventricle was 55 to 60%.
Okay, drive your brother back home and come back again. That's what I told him. He said no one has to stay.
Okay. Chest two views done on January 12th, 2000.
He's actually taking her to a very soon, so you only have like 10 days left.
January 2012 showed a non-specific problem of interstitial markers. On left there was sub-segmental atelectasis. Laboratory test done on November 23, 2011. Sodium 142, potassium 3.5, chloride 103. Carbon dioxide 27, glucose 91, urea nitrogen above 15, creatinine 1.4. Chest X-ray shows done on June 24, 2011 with minimal left basal segmental atelectasis. Adenosine stress test technetium 99 done on March 14, 2011. Normal myocardial perfusion imaging with no definitive evidence of the adenosine induced myocardial ischemia. Assessment and a period next assessment and plan. And the patient has hypertension. He's taking a medication that we already mentioned that for that. And today's blood pressure is high, 179/94, and that because of poor compliance with medication, because he ran out of medication yesterday, and came here for medication refill, and medications has been refilled, and we instructed him to stick to the low salt diet and low fat diet and exercise regularly. Period. Hyperlipidemia patient also has on simvastatin, and we recommend him to see to check his lipid profile by his primary care physician regularly. Period. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of patient Henry Williams. Our phone number has been provided to the patient. For any questions or concern, we will see the patient Henry Williams back in after 2 weeks. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much, sincerely. Wasim Afzal, WASIM EFZAL, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. This is the end of dictation. Today, as follows, your next paragraph.